Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the command given by Jesus to his disciples to spread his love, teachings, and baptize all nations with his presence always. Today's Bible verses are from Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age."
Jesus, he didn't keep all that power to himself. He turned right around and told his disciples to hit the road and make disciples of all nations. Yeah, he wanted them to spread the love, the message, and the teachings of God far and wide. Can you imagine? We've all had those moments where we feel a little lost, right? We get so caught up in the daily grind of life that we forget about the big picture. We see our kids growing up pursuing their dreams and worldly goals, but sometimes we miss the mark when it comes to their spiritual growth. So here's the deal, my friend. Is it maybe time for us to rethink our priorities? Should we really focus on spreading the incredible message of Jesus to the world around us? I mean, that's what he told his disciples to do, right? He gave them the power to share his love wherever they went. And guess what? That same power is available to us too. We just got to tap into it. We just got to ask for it. So here's the plan. Let's set our sights on being disciples, just like those first followers of Jesus. Let's be fearless in spreading his love, teaching others about his incredible teachings, and baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Together, we can make a difference. We can bring light to the darkness, hope to the hopeless, and love to the broken. It's time to hit the streets, my friend, and spread the message of Jesus to the world. I don't know about you, but that gets me fired up. It's like embarking on this amazing mission to bring goodness and love to everyone we meet. And let's be real, the world could use a whole lot more of that right now. So here's the challenge. Let's not let the hustle and bustle of life distract us from what truly matters. Let's take a step back, reevaluate our goals, and make it a priority to spread the incredible message of Jesus. After all, he's the one who showed us what true love and compassion look like. He's the one who taught us how to be better humans, how to treat others with kindness and respect. Think about it. When we're going through tough times, it's often our faith that pulls us through. It's that hope and belief that there's something greater at work, something beyond our understanding. And guess what? We have the power to share that hope with others. We have the power to make a positive impact in someone else's life. So let's not keep this amazing message to ourselves. Let's go out there and spread the message of Jesus, just like he told his disciples. Let's be that guiding light for others who may feel lost, just as we have felt at times. Together, we can make a difference in this world. Let's bring the love, the hope, and the teachings of Jesus to everyone we encounter. It's time to shine, my friend. Let's go out there and make disciples of all nations.
Let's close with a prayer. Lord, empower me. Empower me to spread your love to every person I encounter. Give me the courage and the wisdom to share your message of hope and salvation. I want to make a difference in this world, and I know I can do it with your power and strength. In Jesus' name, amen. As we wrap up this message, let's embrace the call to be disciples of Jesus, just as he instructed his first followers. The world may sometimes distract us from what truly matters, but it's never too late to refocus our priorities. Let's tap into the power of spreading love, teaching the teachings of Jesus, and baptizing others in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Together, we can make a meaningful impact, bringing light to darkness, hope to the hopeless, and love to the broken. It's time to hit the streets and share the incredible message of Jesus with the world. Let's be that guiding light, that source of hope, and that embodiment of love for those who need it most. May our actions reflect the teachings of Jesus and inspire positive change in the lives of others. Until we meet again, goodbye, and God bless you all.